is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 15th of January, 2009. It's the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., born in Atlanta in 1929, who, as a minister in Montgomery, Alabama, just 26 years old, was chosen to lead a boycott of segregated buses. He did not set out to become a civil rights activist, and he said later that if he'd known what it would lead to, he might have turned it down. He wasn't even sure that he wanted to become a preacher. But during that bus boycott, after he was assaulted and arrested and his house was bombed, he realized that the movement was bigger than himself, bigger than his own doubts, and that he had to act like a charismatic figurehead, even if he did not feel like one. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "As I became involved, and as people began to derive inspiration from their involvement, I realized that the choice leaves your own hands. The people expect you to give them leadership." It's the birthday of the writer Frank Conroy, born New York City, 1936, author of the memoir Stop Time and the novel Body and Soul, and for 18 years the director of the Iowa Writers' Workshop, who once scolded a student for using a lot of detail in her short story that did not matter. Conroy said, "The author makes a tacit deal with the reader. You hand them a backpack. You ask them to place certain things in it to remember, to keep in mind as they make their way up the hill. If you hand them a yellow Volkswagen and they have to haul this to the top of the mountain to the end of the story, and they find that this Volkswagen has nothing whatsoever to do with your story, you're going to have a very irritated reader on your hands." And it's the birthday of the man known as the father of the hydrogen bomb, physicist Edward Teller, born in Budapest in 1908. Went to college in Germany, studied with Werner Heisenberg, a leader in quantum mechanics, and finished a PhD in theoretical physics at about the same time the Nazis were coming to power, and realized that the hope of making an academic career for a Jew in Germany no longer existed. Here's a poem by Patrick Cavanaugh, Having Confessed. Having confessed, he feels that he should go down on his knees and pray for forgiveness for his pride, for having dared to view his soul from the outside. Lie at the heart of the emotion. Time has its own work to do. We must not anticipate or awaken for a moment. God cannot catch us unless we stay in the unconscious room of our hearts. We must be nothing, nothing that God may make us something. We must not touch the immortal material. We must not daydream tomorrow's judgment. God must be allowed to surprise us. We have sinned like Lucifer by this anticipation. Let us lie down again, deep in anonymous humility, and God may find us worthy material for his hand. A poem by Patrick Cavanaugh, Having Confessed, from Collected Poems, published by W.W. Norton & Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.